Hi,
we're the Davis sisters,
and this is day 14 of our 25 days of Christmas countdown, and today we will be talking all about holiday goodies.
It's all about the love we share. It's all about the way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
We're in the studio here. I'm Dolores Davis.
And I'm Shapira Davis.
And I'm Enviria Davis Bennett.
We're sitting here by the fire. Got our little fire crackling on our little channel here.
Yes.
Ready to talk about favorite holiday treats.
Yeah.
Starting us off, I automatically gravitate towards my favorite holiday treat, which is Dad's sweet potato pie.
Mm. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And now, you know, he's kind of...
I didn't know you actually like sweet potato pie that much.
You know what?
I know. She's never really down for the sweets as much as
I'm not. I'm not. Yeah. I'm not a huge sweet girl. But like, here's the deal. All the desserts that everybody else can eat, I can't really eat them.
Yeah.
Long list of allergies. However, sweet potato pie has been something always around in our family. Mm-hmm. We've grown up eating it. Mm-hmm. We've all... I actually don't... I learned to make it when I was younger, but... The recipe has been passed down from dad to his children now.
Yes.
So to me, it's whoever makes it. I always am looking for a slice of sweet potato pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have to say Shapira's sweet potato marshmallow casserole. Made of
it is so good.
Yes. And I just appreciate, sis, that every year you always make them without nuts for yours, truly.
Yes. I make a pan with the crusted pecan top.
Which is the best.
For you all. Mm-hmm. And then I make another pan for Dolores because
she cannot
have the nuts on the top for allergies. So.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, just doing whatever
I can
to spread the love. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'd have to say, for me, Shapira, that I absolutely love Christmas cookies. There's so many different kinds of Christmas cookies.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and then it seems like so many people make up Christmas cookies and they're, this was a family recipe.
Right?
And I have tried so many different kinds of Christmas cookies that I just, they're so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So you all are creative. I love them. I love to eat them. They're wonderful.
Yum, yum.
I love chocolate-covered pretzels.
Yes, you do.
I love them.
They're good.
Something
about that sweet and salty.
Yes, it's so good. And I got, from a student last year, I got these peppermint ones. They were like white chocolate peppermint covered pretzels.
Really?
And oh my goodness, they were so addicting. If you are listening, student, whoever you were, I loved them so much that I tried to ration myself so that I could make them last through the season.
Okay.
Because I didn't want them to be gone. Because I was like, once they're gone, they're gone. And I don't even know what these wonderful, amazing things are. Mm. But they were delicious and they were homemade. So that's what made them even better, because they made them at home. They had a little baking party. And so I always get sweet treats from my students, and I love it. And it's just so fun to see the things that they make with their families.
Mm.
And I love pies and cobblers.
Yes.
I'm such
pies.
A cobblers fan.
Yep. I am right there with you. Yeah. So I am definitely a cobbler girl too. In fact, apple pie,
any kind of pie, pretty much.
Like, I'm all for it. And speaking, so with the pecan pie, is it pecan or pecan?
Potato.
It is. Yes.
This is just about where you live in the country.
Yes.
Right.
Because
our
family's from the South. They say pecan pie.
How we grew up saying it. And I constantly get corrected.
Yep.
Saying pecan. It's pecan.
Yeah.
I feel like pecan is an East Coast thing. That's what I've heard a lot from East Coast.
And technically, if you look at how it's phonetically speaking, pecan is the correct way to say it.
I suppose.
But I just think it's an accent thing, for real. So.
Well, I'm also a lover of shortbread, like shortbread cookies. Oh my goodness. Okay, so good. And also this for the same reason I love pound cake, because shortbread and pound cake is just butter. So good.
Okay.
Oh, no, you can't go wrong with butter.
And also chocolate lover, pretty much in any way, any variety.
Love me some chocolate. Mm-hmm.
Candy.
I'm with you on the chocolate.
I'll take it.
With you on the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you guys most look forward to for the holiday meals?
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. For the holiday meals. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I would say for me, Shapira, that family eating and sharing together on a larger scale. You know, I know that with the holidays, we're supposed to this year be, you know, keeping separate, not trying to bring the families together too much because we have to be safe, which is understandable. And we are supporting that fully, making sure that if you're going to have the holidays, you need to be safe.
But
that is one of the things that I enjoyed most about Christmas is eating together with the family. Mm-hmm. And we would always, ever since we were younger, I feel like we always had more guests.
We've always had
extra guests at our Christmas dinners, you know, because we're always taking in friends or
people from church
or from work. It's just a family affair. You know, hey, the more the merrier, and let's do Christmas.
You know, I think that also was for mom never wanting anybody to be
alone.
Yeah, she never wanted anybody to be alone. She always wanted everybody to know that they had a place to come.
Go on the
holidays.
Sometimes it would be like we're sitting around the table and it's like, oh, hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Can you pass the potatoes?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you know, I mean, that's great.
The other thing I love about holiday meals, okay, I don't know if I love it, but it happens. Mm. It's just like one of those love-hate relationships. That stuffed feeling. The stuffed feeling, that you ate so much that you're so stuffed. But knowing, even as though you're stuffed, that feeling of knowing that you can go back for more at any time. Just knowing that all the food is still there. And you're just saying to yourself,
Mama,
I can't wait till I'm not stuffed anymore so I can eat again.
It's so true. I am with you there. Is there something about it?
I know. It's not like I think like that. Yes.
There's more to look forward to.
It's so funny.
And that's funny because we only do that on the holidays. It's not like we sit there and do that.
No, I do not think that every day. Like, ooh, I can't wait till I can go eat some more. I don't think like that on a daily basis. But
that's true.
During the holidays, it's all about that. Mm-hmm. And ever since I was a kid, the one thing I looked forward to during the holidays was the stuffing. I feel like mom went all out on,
she would
make the stuffing, the homemade TLC stuffing, cornbread stuffing. Mm-hmm. And she really only made it on the holidays because of how long it took.
Yeah,
she took her time in making it. She put so many different ingredients in there that it was just one of those things that was for the holidays, not all the time.
So we're clear. There is a difference, listeners, between stuffing and stovetop dressing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, this is cornbread, old, good down south, old school cornbread stuffing. And it was so good. If you're a stovetop person, that's fine. Mm-hmm. We're not dissing on stovetop. But I love my mom's stuffing, cornbread stuffing. It was so good ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And I always, as a kid, looked forward to those leftover turkey sandwiches. Can't really say I'll be eating that just so much, you know, this year since I've switched over to
new diet.
We'll see how holiday meal goes. But interesting,
you'll still get that stuff.
We'll get that stuffing. I'll be eating that stuffing. Sure enough.
Well, so growing up, I have to say one of the things I looked forward to was eating on mom's china. And, you know, she brought out the best of the best for
For the holidays.
Meal.
Yep.
It, you know, And she does it for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, yep, but specifically for Christmas, mm-hmm, because she's got the like decorative, you know, Christmas poinsettia glasses and, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? So, so and beautiful. And it just always such was an exciting thing knowing we were going to get a chance to drink these sodas and these
fancy glasses.
Right? And we'd always be so excited to cheers everybody. And yeah, but it just, it was like celebratory to have, mm-hmm, the fancy, like, mm-hmm, mom brought out the works and of course her tablecloths and she's dressing, yes, up the table. She always made an effort to do that. So I think that she kind of passed that down to all of us too. We now want to have Christmas dinners just like that.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes. Yep. And the thing I think I look forward to the most, aside from the food, because come on, that's why we showed up for around the table.
Yes. Let's be honest. Yes. Yep. Yep. Yep.
I would say is the story time. Yes. During the meal, you know,
just so much
having those exchanges. It is just so, I just love sitting around and hearing all the awesome things that have happened throughout the year, but also things in the past, just the stories we didn't know about, mm-hmm, our families, you know, traditions and things that happened for our mom and dads when they were kids. Yep. And
dad was always a great storyteller though. So we knew, yes, our stomachs were okay. So for those of us that are like hurting because we ate too much, we were about to burn it off after the meal because, right, we were laughing so hard at dad and mom's stories.
Yes.
And mostly dad telling the, you know, he was just so like theatrical and dramatic. And
yes.
So.
And then right after that would be us singing.
Singing
around.
Time.
Come on, yes, girls.
Singing around. Get up and sing a song.
Yeah. Stuffed and, mm-hmm, singing.
And it, yes, was like we were people's after show. They got their pie and, yes, I sipped
sitting down.
They're sitting down.
Yes. They're sitting relaxed.
Having their coffee.
Sitting back with their pecan pie. Yes. As we're the entertainment.
Just making requests.
We got to, yeah, work for our pie.
Pretty much.
You ain't getting out of this pie till you sing for me.
That was, yeah, always it. Oh,
we,
gosh,
always had to be prepared for that. Stuffed, yeah, and all. We were just, yeah, up there singing. Doing it, ready to go.
Yep.
But
hey.
That's a part of that. The tradition.
It's a part, know, of the experience.
So with that, you guys, the thought for today, you know, whatever your meal looks like, you know, as you break bread this year with your family and your loved ones, just take time to find one thing that you're thankful for.
Yes, mm-hmm, yes. I love that. And we also want to hear about your favorite holiday goodies and your favorite things that you do for your holiday meals, what you look forward to most.
Yes, we do.
So don't forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post for today's topic. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your Davis Sisters t-shirt at davissisters.com. And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches.
Your boughs so green in summertime, stay bravely green in wintertime.
Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches. Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches.
Your boughs so green in summertime, stay bravely green in wintertime.
Oh Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, how lovely are thy branches.
Thank you for tuning in to our Davis Sisters podcast.
Until next time, family and friends. Spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. Love. It's all about the love.